Thank you. I was just wondering, I heard somewhere that the Buddha said he, if he regretted any teaching, I don't know if this is true or not, it was giving these 10 fetters, that it could actually be a dangerous thing. Do you think, is there any truth in that, or is that just...
The Buddha regretted?
I heard that someone asked the Buddha, what, do you regret any of your teachings? And he said that that was the one. Okay.
I think that's one of those things you read on the internet. Yeah. Yeah, the Buddha said, and he said, no, he didn't. It's kind of spurious. No, I've never heard anything.
There's one instance that it's not the fetters. Someone asks, it might even be Sariputta asks the Buddha, is there anyone who is not fully liberated, who is safe from the lower realms? And the Buddha said, well, you know, essentially, he answered it with some hesitation because, you know, I mean, he gave this answer, yeah, that you've given. Yes, you know, there's anagamis and, you know, there's various kinds of the stream enterers. But his hesitation was basically he saw the limitations in all those states and was urging people to, you know, aim for full liberation. But since Sariputta asked, he gave it. But I wouldn't say that's regret.
No, I wouldn't say that's regret. There's also, I was mentioning the other day, where the Buddha is encouraging people not to be content. Like, having reached that such and such a level, don't be content with that. Like, so it's like, no, contentment is not good here because it's drifting into complacency. So, but yeah, you come across things like that from time to time where people will quote, say, well, the Buddha said such and such, and they might be innocently quoting it from somewhere else where they've read it, but there's nothing substantiated in that, as far as I'm aware.